Podcast. I am your host, Deanie. Hope you all have been enjoying your day so far. Whenever you're listening, I hope it's been fantastic for you. For me, I did my working out again. I got back into the swing of things. And I am, my upper body is like completely, the best thing I can say it is I had a good workout when it comes to building those muscles again. I can only do 40 pounds on my arms and my chest. That's it. That's all I could do. And, you know, just the, I can feel it all around me right now. It's like, I really worked those things out. You know, I can tell. It was also interesting because my calves, I used, 35 pounds and I am now going to upgrade to 40 pounds when I do calf raises. So I'm going to be getting my calves all straightened out. My legs, like my quads are the strongest part of my body. So I can handle my legs, the top part of my legs can handle no problem. But my calves needed a lot of work. And then when I try to do the 5 miles today, I could still feel it. And I couldn't even do like sprints. I couldn't even jog because I was doing it. So I had to take little walks here and there. And then I had to keep pushing to get to those 5 miles, which was the only, which is what I can do. I couldn't go any further. My legs gave out on me. But it was understandable because I was working muscle day. Today was strength training day. So tomorrow, not going to have to worry about strength training. Just going to get my cardio in. Got to do yoga. I'm making sure that I'm eating. I make sure that I got my eating down, which so that way I cannot starve myself to death, which I'm thankfully not doing. So all of that is pretty good for right now. So what I wanted to talk about today is the music that you listen to when you work out. So I was wondering what people listen to when they work out, pretty much. I have found that video game music is probably like the best choice, or anything that's like high energy. So anything that involves EDM. Or some like very good hip hop with a really good beat to it. Those are really the things that I use to get me going in the gym because it's high energy. And I don't listen to the music that they play in the gym because that's not really good gym music. It's not. I don't think it's appropriate for what they play. It's got to be something with high energy, gets you going, keeps you motivated, keeps you in that zone where you're not giving up on yourself. Unless of course your muscles give out on you, then you have no choice. But video game music is really where it's at. One of the things that I do on Spotify is I put some Sonic the Hedgehog music in my playlist, and I listen to that on repeat because it is very, very good rock music. It's sort of a combination of rock with a little bit of I wouldn't say rapping, but it's like spoken lyrics with some music in the background. And of course, they do a little hooks here and there. But Sonic music is really, really good, especially when you're trying to get your blood flowing, your heart pumping. You know, it's really good, especially if you're doing cardio, because Sonic has always been known for being the fastest hedgehog in the world. So if you're doing cardio, you get the sense that you're going really fast. So if you have Spotify, one thing I would recommend you do is look up Sonic the Hedgehog on there. They have playlists. They got video game music, or they have like soundtracks from the different Sonic games that you can listen to. And if something's very catchy, you listen to that, and it can get you going. I've found that that's really good stuff to do. So in terms of the EDM music, I recommend anything by The Prodigy. The Prodigy is one of the best EDM bands of history. They were very big in the 90s, still going strong. after all these years. They've been in business roughly, they're going to be in, like, in doing it for about 30 years now. Very big in the late 90s, and then they got they've been hanging in there for about they haven't had a big out. They haven't had like a major pop album until like 2004. That was like last time they hit it big. So they had two really great albums, and then they became known as like the background music guys or the dance music guys, especially when it comes to like very fast stuff. But very well respected, and they have like some really good stuff. All of it's mostly background, mostly it's all of its instrumentals, but the stuff that they're known for is the stuff that's got lyrics in it. Like the Fat of the Land album is their most successful album that they've ever had. But that one's got some really great music in there, and that's what really cemented them as like superstars back in the 90s. And you know, some of the stuff that they put on that album is still stuff that I listen to in the gym. It's really good stuff. So I recommend The Prodigy more than anything. Anything else that's like EDM that's like very small, just check out any beats that you find. It's really good stuff. Gary V has a playlist that has I wouldn't say all of them are great. I would say some of the songs are good. It depends on what comes out. But they're mostly some very old school rap songs, or sometimes they're very new school. It's like that whole mumble rap thing. But I'm not really a huge fan of that. So if there's like something that comes up every now and then, I'll put it in my playlist. Nipsey Hussle is definitely one of those guys that is on Gary V's playlist a few times. And when I hear him, I put him on right away because he's really talented and gets me going. Other than that, I would say just look through the songs because he updates the playlist every week. So if you take a look at it and you listen to it, maybe you'll find something you like in there. Other than that, that's the stuff that I would recommend for when you're gym playlist is going on. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because when I'm working out, I need something to get me energized. Not really that I feel I need to get energized, but I get up, I have a little bit of breakfast, and then I go out, and then I do the gym, and then I do my cardio right afterwards. And then usually if I have to do yoga, then I'll do yoga right after the cardio's over. But I bring all this up because, you know, it's the type of stuff that really gets you moving, keeps you focused, keeps your mind in check, making sure that you don't, I wouldn't say push yourself, but I would say, like, to make sure that you're not getting distracted, making sure that you're focusing on your form. You know, the music really helps me with my form. I don't really go fast. I do resistance building, which is why my arms and my chest are so messed up, because I'm not doing them fast. I'm not doing them like a whole cardio thing. So I'm taking my time with it, which is good. Usually when I do the 30-minute circuit, you have to do them in like 1-minute intervals, and you have to go fast, 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 fast. This one today was just strength training. So that's what I would recommend. That is what's really going to be beneficial for me. I don't know what it's like for you guys, but I would love to listen to whatever you guys have. Leave me a voice message if you ever want to tell me exactly what you do when you listen at the gym. But other than that, all the links for all of my shows are in the description box. All the links for the social media pages, all my podcasting platforms that I'm on, everything is hunky-dory with that stuff. I will do an episode tomorrow, probably a little bit earlier because I'm going to a county fair that they have. It's the last week, and Tuesdays are only $2, so I can go there for $2. But I'll have something to mention about that before the day ends. So thank you, everybody, for listening. I appreciate all the people that have been listening throughout this past month. And I will keep going this moving. Tomorrow's another day. And I'm going to be building up my cardio again, trying to make sure I get to my heart rate, my desired heart rate, to keep to get those calories burning and to lose all this weight. But I'm also going to be trying to focus on when I'm trying to build. I mean, this is all portfolio stuff for, you know, trying to build myself as a podcaster. As much as I've been doing it for 2 years now, this is a brand new show, though. I've been doing shows for about 2 years now. One of them has reached over 7,000 listens. The other one's about 2,000. We just started that a year ago. This is about, I can't even check. The last time I checked, it was about 500. So very good for about 2 months, but, you know, I'm not really worried about that right now. I'm just trying to get my voice heard, and, you know, people listening and people caring about what's going on with me, and, you know, relaying information that might be beneficial to you. I don't know. It's all just from pure experience. All right, guys, I will catch you guys tomorrow. Until then, arrivederci. Enjoy the rest of your day.